next morning, and I was wretched. On the whole, a pretty accurate foreshadowing of my more mature experiences in such wise. Then came the time when, inseparable from one's own birthday, was a certain sense of merit, a consciousness of well-earned distinction. When I regarded my birthday as a graceful achievement of my own, a monument of my perseverance, independence, and good sense, resounding greatly to my honour. This was about the period when Olympia Squires became involved in the anniversary. Olympia was most beautiful, of course, and I loved her to that degree that I used to be obliged to get out of my little bed in the night, expressly to exclaim to solitude, "Oh, Olympia Squires!" Visions of Olympia, clothed entirely in sage green, from which I infer a defectively educated taste on the part of her respected parents, who were necessarily unacquainted with the South Kensington Museum, still arise before me. Truth is sacred, and the visions are crowned by a shining white beaver bonnet, impossibly suggestive of a little feminine postboy. My memory.